Chapter 1. The Western Isles. I leapt off the cliff. The branches of the trees and small shrubs whipped and snapped at my bare calves, biting into my skin. Stray twigs snatched at my hair. I didn't care. I should have trembled with fear, but I didn't. Holding my arms outstretched in a perfect imitation of the diving, shrieking seabirds that flocked to our shores, I was flying like a dragon. Blue sky, white sun, cold air. Time seemed to slow. The pounding of my heart proved I was still alive, even as it drowned out the haunting calls of the birds behind me. Below me, the broad expanse of the Great Western Ocean spread out like a blanket. The distant islands seemed little more than dots in the distance. No ships rode the waves. The sea was flecked with white spray, and I could even pick out the smaller shapes of the seabirds, which seemed the size of butterflies beneath me. How high up was I? Panic trickled through me. This was the highest I'd ever dove from, only I wasn't diving anymore. Looking around had caused my body to shift and turn. I started to spin and tumble. I was falling. With half a scream, I twisted and righted myself. I let out a whoop as I dove again for the water. Energy surged through me. I was like one of the great dragons. I didn't have time to question why I was doing this as the water and rocks rose at me, faster and faster. What had old Zenima told me? The crashing froth of waves lashed into the rocky coastline of my island. Hands forward. Breathe. Be like the gulls. Zenima, the matriarch dragon, was always wise. Despite the years that lay on her, she could still dive as elegantly as any seabird. I tried to shape my body as she had instructed, but the wind pulled my legs and arms out of place. It tugged on the clothes Zenima insisted I wear and whipped my hair across my eyes so I couldn't see where I was aiming. And there were rocks down there. Foolish child! A female voice rang in my ears and heart. A shape swooped down like an arrow out of the sun. Jadra! I gasped out the word, but the wind tore it away. Flipping first one way and then another, Jadra, the blue-green sea dragon, my den sister, sought to match my dive. She was trying to save me. She was my closest friend and ally on the island. I'd grown up with her, and she even brought me food when I was ill. But could she save me now from my own foolishness? Blue skies, gray sea, black rock. I was falling faster now and almost out of control. If I hit rock, I was going to die. Closing my eyes against the onrushing sea, I felt for the crystal clear moment within my heart I knew was there. It was the same feeling I got on the back of Jadra, or when I ran as fast as I could. The power of the magic that coursed through my veins was always waiting to bubble up. I didn't really know what it was or where it came from, only that, in some extreme situations, it could pour out of me. I had only moments before I would be dashed on the rocks below. I willed my mind into the trance, and my hands moved in complicated patterns of their own accord. Jadra snarled and gave a low roar. My eyes flew open as power poured from my fingertips. A bolt that looked like golden light hit Jadra squarely on the chest. Power erupted from my fingertips, blowing both of us apart. My fall became a slow arc away from the rocks, and Jadra flew back, spiraling across the sea like a skimmed stone. Jadra! I screamed at my sister dragon seconds before I hit the water. Cold slammed into me, knocking the air from my lungs. Salt water gushed in.